Thomas.
Good morning, Lagos. 7 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Nothing will keep us from this show. They are daddies.
Daddy.
The real daddies. Welcome to the show, guys. I mean, we went through hell.
Hey!
We went through hell to get here today.
I saw that shaggy that everybody's talking about.
Why would your bus driver take a detour? He's supposed to bring you to work. He takes a detour to stop at his house.
Why?
Mr. Driver, why? I put it to you that you're not a professional. I put it to you, Mr. Driver.
That thunder.
Mr. Bus driver. Because you see, the thunder that is pressing up somewhere in Yanapaja.
Yanapaja,
might
what?
Just find his way to you.
Mary, what did you say?
Yanapaja.
It's no Yanapaja. Someone should come and take his boot. Greets get out of the studio.
Yes, like, explain to me why I pay you money to take me somewhere and then you take a detour to your house. And we don't know what you went to do, whether you went to take a dump or whatever. I mean, like why?
He definitely has to go and take a dump because he
like,
had to be a dump.
That's very unprofessional. We should take our money, half of our money's back for waiting. Like, do you have his plate number? Because I'm taking this to court.
I don't have it. Mira, I need a
car. Like, why are you
car.
Bringing this case if I can't deal with it?
Even if I don't know how to drive, I need a car. No.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, it took me forever to be able to get to work today. It's like they planned me and you today. What happened? But anyway, we're here. There ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Because you
ain't
know what?
No,
this is where Legacy's best conversation results. From now to 12 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, we promise to make sure that you are wild, like a wahoo.
Like a wahoo.
My name is Mary Anacombe, by the way.
I'm Feta.
Together, from now till 12 o'clock, let's let Lagos know what's up in Lagos.
Yeah.
We start off with our sound off, of course. We will be sounding off on something very, very good today because you see everything that...
Today's a good sound off day.
Yes, you know, everything that's tried to put a dampener on our, you know, our emotions, our everything today. Thunder.
But then, and who would have ever thought that there was going to be a good sound off day?
There are good sound offs.
Every day that is complaining.
But today's that
today.
Day.
I tell what, for some people.
I tell what, And they think that we're pushed. Right after sound off, our musings for today. And then, of course, we'll take a tour to Kenya. 21 people died. Because you want to know the rest, stay with us. It's time for sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. And today's Sound Off is we're sounding off on Mr. Alan Onyema. We really want to appreciate you for what you're doing. The world needs a lot more Alan Onyemas. Just so you know, Alan Onyema is the owner of Airpeace, and this is not an advertisement. He's offering to, airlift Nigerians who are stuck in the war-torn Sudan area. Of course, we know that a lot of countries are trying to get their nationals out of Sudan. It's been tough. And we heard in the news this morning that Abike Dabirewa says because of the 72-hour ceasefire that's happening in Sudan today. Governments of different countries, including Nigeria, are going to take advantage of that window to try to airlift some of their, if not all of their nationals, out of there. Some might have to go by road, but most importantly, we want to appreciate Mr. Alan Onyema because, you see, we need a lot more people who are selfless. And this is not the first time, by the way, that Airpeace is, Mr. Onyema, you know, is using airpiece to airlift people out of, you know, different places. We've seen it happen in collaboration with the International Organization for Migration. And we've seen this happen so many times. And we want to really applaud him and appreciate him because it's a business. It's a business. You could have chosen not to, but you decided that you were going to be a patriotic Nigerian. You were going to be there for your brothers and your sisters, even though you do not know them. And we appreciate you. And this is the kind of gesture that, you know, people kind of like him. And you don't necessarily have to be an Allen Onyema to be able to, you know, lend a helping hand. It's in the little things.
That you do.
And so, and so this is for you, Mr. Onyema.
Big shout out.
This is for you. Yes, we really appreciate you for what you're doing. It's tough. We can't begin to understand what the people in South Sudan, are experiencing right now. You know, we know that there are two generals who are fighting, you know, for superiority. And this has caused the tensions in Sudan to be heightened. But what we appreciate is that at least there's that 72 hours, you know, ceasefire where people can get their countrymen and women out. You know, I hear other countries like Britain are saying that, you know, they're also doing whatever they can to get their people out. But I must appreciate Mr. Onyema. I mean, you're the guy, you're the man. If you know his Twitter handle, tweet at him and say thank you, and say God bless him. You know, I mean, he could have just said, you know what, let the Nigerian government do what they have to do. But he decided to be that guy for us. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you had a brother, if you had a sister, you had family members who were stuck in the war-torn area of Sudan, I'm sure that you would be really grateful. I mean, even if it was you who was stuck in that area, you would really be looking for help. And this guy is offering to airlift our people out of Sudan. Our sound off today is to appreciate him.
You're too much. And not replicate that goodwill. Mm-hmm. And let's see that happening. Let's say that we all are like that. Mm-hmm. Every one of us have this.
Show up for someone. Do something for
just
someone.
Just imagine the world would be just like how you imagined it to be. Yeah. Yes, the world would be exactly what you're imagining and praying for it to be. Mm-hmm. So is it? That's the thing.
So guys. This sound off is to Allen Onyema of Airpeace. We greet you, Oga. Thank
too
you.
Much.
God bless you. Twale.
What's up, Lagos?
All right, so what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. 17 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anna Conchi. Is
better.
All right, so we're going to start our musings this morning. And it's a very, very important, pertinent question that we're asking this morning. So listen carefully. Think before you answer. What's that one thing Nigerians should have for free?
For free.
Think about it. For free or not
paying. Free of charge.
Yes. What's that one thing that you think should have for free? Let's talk about it. Think about it, too. Think. Don't just call and say anything.
Don't think. Think about it very well. What do you think as a Nigerian that you should have to pay for it?
Why do I feel like? I feel like bulk of people will say one thing. I know what to say.
That's how I'm... So what is that one thing that you think every single Nigerian is entitled for free? We should have it for free, but it's not for free, as we speak. But you think we should have it for free. Let's talk. The phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. You could also join the conversation on Twitter. We have a poll up there. Tell us. We have given you so many things. Pick one. And if you are looking for it's not there, write others.
Yes. Put others. Your options.
All right. On Twitter, we are at Nigeria Info FM. Join the conversation. We put up a post on Facebook.com/ Nigeria Info 99.3. We want to hear from you on WhatsApp. It's 0809-59-805. Okay. 0809-597-5805. Okay, the phone lines are open. Let's get the show on the road. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
First time caller. What's up, Lagos?
I love you. In the name of the Lord. Good morning to you, Trace to Life.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah. What I feel that we should have first in Nigeria is free medical care.
Free medical care. Okay.
And
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm calling from Ota.
All right, thank you very much. I hope Ota is doing great today. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, free medical head.
Free
head? Yeah. Oh, we're going to pay the doctor.
Excuse me. I don't even the United States of America, like say free land.
America is
Have
free
you heard Obamacare?
Excuse me, ma'am. Have you say America is free?
It's the land of the free, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
But they nearly pay for sneezing.
Stop it. That's UK.
Even in America.
America is a managed boat. Yes.
I haven't been to
in
any,
UK.
But I have friends who say that you pay for everything.
In the UK.
Well, I mean,
but
to me, just let's be fair on the medical doctors. I don't think that should be free. But that's you. That's you. What you think, Nigeria?
My dear, healthcare is not free anywhere in the world.
Me?
Not even in Denmark, which is the happiest place on earth. Do you understand me?
But that's what she thinks now.
I appreciate it. It's a great idea. It's a great idea. But
I mean, that's what
they're even
think.
Doing B to stop doctors from leaving.
Yeah, they're saying, we should not be.
Auntie,
I just imagine the doctor doing
All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! We are getting confused.
What do you think that Nigerians should have for free?
I thought, what we can have free that is not free is because free for...
We cannot hear you.
I thought we can't hear you. Yes, we can hear
what
you
is
now.
It? One thing, just one thing. I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. Your line is problematic.
His line is always problematic.
I think it's where he is. I think it's the location.
I would have sworn I heard him say it's foot massage.
You can get foot massage for free. I mean, all you need to do is go to the right person, I'm thinking. But 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes,
yes,
good morning.
Ustaz,
what do you think? What's that one thing that we...
Make sure I told everybody to hear.
Uh-huh.
No one wants anything for free, I bet.
Excuse me, I like free things, so...
You don't like free things.
Let me explain to you, right?
Oh, yeah, now tell me.
If they give us free healthcare, you will not be dead in that hospital.
What like?
You're not bed in the whole of us, you don't see one bed.
Mm.
It's a free power, 3 months, you don't see life. So please, let them give us all the things we need available.
They should Google just give us. They should Google just make it available. Yeah. I like you, Stars.
No, this is, I don't agree with you, Stars. I don't agree.
Are you Stars? Is your name Stars?
Agree. I don't agree with you, Stars.
Thank you, Stars, for calling.
This
what
is
your
wishful
business?
Thinking. I mean, if anything was going to be free, let's
but
pay.
Does he not
I don't
want
to pay for anything again.
My dear, go to the moon. Even the moon is not free anymore. Let me tell you, I think what the average person, like Stars, is saying is, if you made the basics available... And good enough, in good condition, we would gladly pay.
Mm.
If you gave me 24 hours power, I would pay gladly because I know that I don't have to go to
queue at a
filling station to get fuel to put in my generator just as standby. I don't necessarily have to worry about my food going bad in the refrigerator. So I don't have to now buy food in bits. So I can actually store. So it makes your life easier. And so you're happier to pay. I think that's what he's saying. Don't give me free things so that you now not give me shibby shabby. Make sure that
you don't make it available. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
so
it's free.
Totally
you're not paying
get.
For it.
But today we're talking about Osho free. Yes.
Me, we want Osho free. Even that mindset for a little while before you go back to reality.
My dear. Please, I think we got a message here.
We got a lot of messages. What's up, Lagos? This is Gideon from Lagos. Considering the abundance of crude oil in Nigeria, Marion, I said it before. I feel gasoline should be free or at least next to nothing, almost free. To prevent wastage. Shout out to my new friend listening to this program now, Oluwawumi. Olawumi. Shout out to you.
Olawumi.
You are doing a good job.
I can go.
This is our evangelic
evangelic
unit.
Thank you very much. We want to, on behalf of the pastor in charge, Stretch,
yes.
To thank Gideon for the evangelism that he's doing. The Lord is watching you and the Lord will reward you.
Yes.
Yes. Meet pastor after service. He will give you transport.
Handshake and bottle water.
Okay, we got 25 seconds on the clock. We're going to go for a break. When we come back from that break, we will be taking more of your thoughts. But let's take one more message here.
All right, Mayor from Aja says, good morning, Fete and Marianne. It is something that was happening in the 80s, but it stopped. Nigerians should have free milk every morning by their doorstep or a common collection point at every block. Milk goes a long way in brain development at every level of life, both young and old. It's
what do
possible.
I want to do with milk now? I'm old.
You say it's good for brain development.
Oh, God. Let me not say the thing that I want to say.
Your brain is developing.
We're going on a break. You still what's up, like it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Marianne Kong. She's Feta. We will be right back.
That's right, you're back to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's What's Up Lagos? What's up, Lagos? How are you doing? Yes, of course, it's time for the musing. We are already at the musing segment of the show and we are asking you, what do you think? What is the one thing that you think as a Nigerian you should have for free? That's what we're asking you today. And the lines have been open. We've been getting your entries on WhatsApp. You can call 090-0700-993-993-993-0146-57190. And on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. On Twitter, yes, send that message. We want to read it. But make sure you're using the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, okay? So we can see that message and read it. Good morning to you, WhatsApp Lagos.
Hello, WhatsApp Lagos.
What's up? Cheers to life.
It's Leke, Yvonne.
Leke! Kilo Shelly! I'm fine, oh. Oh, yeah, tell me.
Marianne,
now she's here. She's quiet.
Are you quiet? I got there. Yeah. Also, church.
Yeah.
So for me, the only thing that I will put for the scene is going to be, I will not be education. From primary to higher education.
You should be free, Abby.
Yeah.
Even master's and PhD, what do you think?
Yes, compulsory. From primary to higher education. Because I feel that it's beyond a major problem that President is taking advantage of us. Most of all, that the kids, you know, when it comes to the kind of making, they are not taking advantage of large of what that is, you know. So I believe if anyone of all is asking for us to extend education, I believe that our leaders are doing that. They know how, you know, the things they are using to education,
right? All right, thank you very much, Lakey, for calling. Okay, oh yeah, now call me 0700-993-993-993. What is that thing that you feel as a Nigerian you're entitled to have, but you don't have to pay for it? Oh, what's up here? This person says pipe bone water should be free and available everywhere. I don't know your name. Okay, Odunayo, from your past message, I can see that's your name. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, listening to you both. Bilal, presently in Bauchi, listening live using the app. Okay, how are you? What's happening? I think Nigeria should have free Wi-Fi for easy access to the internet for information. Okay, nice. What's up, Lagos? My name is Toby Omualaja. I think clean water should be totally free for all. Ah, I seconded, thirded, fourthed, fifthed with you on that one. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Ah, try to make it back. I want to hear from you. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? What's going on now? What is it on network? That's why somebody is saying they should give us free, you know? Nobody has even mentioned airtime. What's up, Lagos? My name is... this person says, good morning, guys. The one thing I think Nigerians should have for free is bill. Ah, Adolo, OV Esquire, Maryland, Lagos. He say bail free.
Bail.
That's what he said.
But you see, by the books, bail is supposedly free. But
I'm
our police officers will come now and tell me, Mr. Hunde, you will now come and be speaking grammar to me. Mm. Bail is free. But they will not be telling us to pay.
Sha. Yes.
Good morning. Chief explanation officer of the world.
They say no way Monday, work Monday, show it.
That's not law enforcement. That's lying under the influence of uniform.
Ha!
Yes. Okay. I didn't say anything.
I know, of course. Even me.
Yes.
I said nothing. I've been mute all the while.
Not here. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I die kingdom come.
Yeah, man. You know what? I joined the group that said water.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, water should be free. Because accessing water is very cheap.
Mm.
Once the pipe has been laid down, for the next 30 or 50 years, they don't replace it again.
Mm.
Only the maintenance that require, maybe the tank, or the reservoir, and that one is even after 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not hard to maintain, and it's not hard to get the water actually in Lagos, because we are closer to the lagoon and the rest.
Okay.
Mm. If other states should not give free water, Lagos should be able to give.
We are saying Nigerians, you are saying Lagos. Everybody will come to Lagos.
If other Nigeria cannot give, Lagos, it's a task that must be done for them
If only Lagos cannot give, all the coastal areas should give water for free. How about that?
All the coastal areas, like Port Harcourt,
Delta, Bayelsa.
Okay, you try. So that everybody will believe in their states.
Yeah, the water is at their dispenser. I'm very easy to access.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling.
You want to cause problems.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
My own thing will be where I agree now. This thing for become president.
I don't understand.
Do you hear me?
Yes, but we don't understand.
For come be president. So that may anybody know, but no machine.
Everybody go call him for free.
Yes, I want it to be certain. Yes. That's what he was trying to say. Okay.
Yes.
So if you go, just go.
No, as you see now, like president, where you want come now, Nigeria, buy him.
Wait, I want to ask you. Normally, if nobody say that.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
So if not be that from where they now, so for go for president. So
if not for president.
Yes, yes.
I see where it's coming from.
I love this show. In case you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for where the nation's number one talk and news sports station, and of course
a sprinkle of entertainment.
Hey, craziness, handsome, entertainment. You know, we're the only ones that
that's where we come in.
Legally allowed to be crazy.
Yeah, and
on
you
the
be
channel.
Paid for
after
it.
That, strictly everybody else easy. That tried to do it. Anyway, we're asking
but
this
they
morning. They tried. They always try. But they can't.
They really try though.
Yes, they can't.
It wasn't easy. But it was worth it.
Anyway, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, we're asking this morning, what's the one thing that you think that Nigerians should have for free? It's not for free right now, but if...
But
if we were to be for free, what would that thing be?
We should, if it can happen.
What would that thing be? That's what we're asking. 0700.
Marianne said that. I'll walk into any shop and buy clothes free.
993. 993. No.
You said it in your mind.
No. Clothes should be sold because people put a lot of work into.
Hey, people don't put a lot of work into drilling the ground and bringing water.
That water.
Don't put a lot of work into research to think of how to generate light. People don't.
I don't understand. That's why there's water board. We pay people that are water board.
If you put any energy,
why are we paying salaries to people in water board if they cannot give us water?
And take it. And wear it.
Look at you.
This, God gave you the wisdom.
A criminal
it's
mind.
Free, it's free wisdom.
Mr. Wunde, I apologize for what I said last time. Come and take this girl. She has a criminal mind.
And gadgets free.
Yes. How do they say
thief? Free Wi-Fi.
How do they say thief in your language?
OG.
let me say in my language. Inompo.
Inompo. In Yoruba is plenty light too. A lot of light.
Inompo is like...
No, not inon, but inokpo.
Okay, like, as is inompo. As a thief. So, transliteration means thief things. Yes.
But we are just wishing, just wishful thinking.
No, that's criminal mindedness. How dare you?
How dare... How dare I?
Back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers.
Hey, Chester so Live. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. This is Radio from Asango.
Did you say radio?
AB.
Oh, AB.
For a minute there, you didn't even know where you were calling from, but that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, AB, what's the one thing that should be free for us?
Me and my wife is just discussing together. He said you want life for free.
That's tricky, darling. That's really tricky.
For the past 3 years now, we've not set our eyes on light at Nigeria yet.
Well, let there be lights now.
And there was light. But that's very tricky. I don't think that light can be free. I'm sorry. I'm being realistic here. Mm-hmm. I don't think that light can be free. I mean, look at how we're divesting in the energy sector. We're looking at, what's it called now? Green energy. We're looking at using solar energy. And it's not cheap. I'm sorry. It's not cheap anywhere in the world.
Nothing is cheap.
Nah.
But let's come back to the wishful thinking. Maria, that's the thing. If you leave her 2 seconds, she will just be serious. I say, boyakpe. Imagine that. That is going to be free.
Whatever they see in that.
You will not go to
imagine that.
Just imagine that. And I say, Claude, designers will not steal this panda. I'm saying,
yeah, just say what you want to steal. Or what you want to be given for.
Go into the branch, pay where you want. Okay. Government have already paid for it.
Excuse me. Please, if you love feta, because I think that feta needs design.
What about food? What about food? Where about you're selling food on the road, I have to pay. What about if you have only track and go in there, you give me chicken, government have already paid. Government have already paid. And some of these houses in Banana Island, governments have already paid. Right now, I have seen one I like. That is me number 25. If I pay deposit of 25 now, when am I going to finish pay?
I'm done.
It's amenity.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Put in place. Good road, food, shelter, clothing. Name it.
Because they're your parents.
God already provide one for us. Hair. We breathe hair. To the end. Like, God, he didn't call anything.
Okay, well, we're still taking it off, Daniel. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
I'm done with you. I'm asking Sherry to change her to Ada Blessing Shoe. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up? Get to life.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling?
He's a chef.
What's up, Lagos?
Bros,
your energy was fluctuating.
Did you eat fufu this morning?
Oh, ambulance. Oh, wait, though.
You requested for it.
And we are sure, sure. We love it.
We love it.
We love it.
Serving it to you very hot the way you requested for
yes,
it.
Yes, water.
That's exactly what we requested.
Yes. So how are you doing?
We're great. So what's that one thing that you think?
Honestly, I shouldn't have said WhatsApp Lagos because I'm not in Lagos now. It should have been WhatsApp Benin.
What's up, Benin City?
What's up?
Are we in Lagos?
How are you guys doing, Benin? How are you guys doing? Hope you're full up for 99.2 Nigeria FM.
They better be.
Because if not, where would they be tuning to?
Yes, the name is Joseph. Joseph Ukobasi.
All right. Joseph Ukobasi. Joseph, so tell us, what's that one thing that we all deserve for free?
Honestly, we are not asking for. Do you mean in the Nigerian context or generally?
Yes, one Nigerian thing context. That Nigerians deserve that should be free.
We are not asking for anything free. For me, that's my opinion.
Why?
We are not asking for anything free. We are only asking for a basic living, what we can only call a basic living standard. That we will pay for.
Okay.
That we will pay for.
So you would rather not want anything free. You'd rather pay for it.
You don't get anything free outside the shores of this country. In any of those established countries. You pay for everything. But you have it given, served to you. I mean, they beg you to receive. They beg you to take car loans. They beg you to take house loans. They beg you for everything. So you can pay for those things. They beg you what do they call it? They beg you visually for everything. That is what we are asking for. I can't be paying for security in my street. And I'm paying 24,000 every month to 2,000. And then they have to bring some policemen, some men in uniform to say they will be guiding your street gates. You have to pay them. And now the Lagos State government is not doing anything. And I pay for it. And then I pay for, we provide borehole. We pay for those.
Yeah, we're our own government.
We pay for electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you still want me to pay for task. What is the money for task for?
It's for government.
So we are asking for, provide these things. We will pay. Just like now we have our prepaid metering. We buy card, we pay for it. We are not, we pay for them. If the,
that's you, sir. Some people bypass the meter.
Even for you, too. I know you are.
Do you pay for me? This voice now, do you pay for me?
You can be telling us to do it and not do it. You that I know.
Do you pay for my voice? Excuse me. Do you pay for me?
But I know you paid for yourself.
Hey,
his knowledge. This was up Lagos. You pay for me because I need now. Since you want to pay for everything, pay for me now.
I'm only saying.
Okay.
I'm only saying that for being a good citizen and for you advising others to follow sin, you can only teach somebody what you know.
Yes.
You can teach people what
Thank
you know.
Thank you. Very true. Thank you. That's how you are. You don't want to pay for me. This is it. Because
they asked you the question, money.
You say no. Now you say you want to pay. Now I say pay for me. You run away. Look at this life.
Because I'm saying I want free everything.
You're always big eye. That's what they say in my mother's language. Big eye. It's long truth. Eh? You want everything for free. Big eye.
Yes, now. Yes, everything free.
Well done. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now.
I greet you people. I say the only thing that is not free, that's supposed to be free for us, is fossil fuel, spirit and chemical fuel.
Fossil
fuel. So that we can give Ali Oyema, as a Nigerian, not get Nigeria Airways. But God bless Ali Oyema. So make we got the spirit. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Otu Lagos?
What's up, Otu Lagos? Welcome.
Good morning.
I'm the action lady.
Yes. Yes.
Later. The deputy action lady.
They get by two.
Miriam.
Yes.
I bet Victor, that guy deserves an award again. I agree with him. Let the president be free. Miriam, do you know even in Freetown, nothing is free there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So sad.
They want to talk of Nigeria. Nigeria to get something free. I don't think it's possible.
But we would rather have the presidency ticket free.
At least water, let water. You go on the street, you just open a tap. And drink water.
Here
you get.
And there used to be a time when that was, you know, I grew up drinking water from the tap.
Yeah.
I remember.
Way back in the barracks.
Yeah, we didn't have any boreholes in my compound. We just had a tap where you just open.
Do you know,
and
at this point in our lives as Nigerians, if there are free things, we'll be scared of even taking them.
I know, right? Don't you even feel like when NEPA gives like too much, say, I made no bloating,
you
know.
You can't even call it. When I never take our light, when I try to take them, I'm scared. Is the world coming to an end?
Do you know what that is?
That's not even good.
That's a toxic relationship with the power of policy.
And I think that's what I even perceive when people say we don't want to pay for anything. We don't want anything free. We want to even still pay. But what if that is even giving to us on a platter? Like, choose what you'd like to be free. You're still saying, no, I want to pay.
Big deal.
I wanna free. That's all.
We got messages here on WhatsApp.
I want everything free. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. What Nigerians should have for free is electricity. Baba Shola Mikpe from Aja with that one. Okay.
Baba Shola, well done.
But he said petrol now. I now said merit now. Noala. Good morning, Andrea Info. What's up, Lagos? Firstly, why is Miriam always introducing herself?
Excuse me, this is not my name.
That's not.
What's
she
Marianne?
She has never said her name is Marianne. Her name is Marianne. That's what she says, okay?
Marianne.
Like two names in
two
one.
Two names in one.
You understand?
Mary
that's
and
a,
Anne.
That's a person that they already look at her because she didn't deserve one. She's too much for one name. So they wanted to give her three. But they don't say no, no. For the sake of we that will be pronouncing it. It was supposed to be Mary and Rosemary. You understand? That's four. So, just manage Marianne, okay? She says, my wish for free thing in Nigeria is free phone calls and data because the money I spend for airtime in a year can buy me land.
Oh,
Asuko Freedom from Banana Island.
Asuko.
From my, oh.
Asuko, you are occupying land that better needs.
Banana Island. There is one house, if you let me see, they paint it white and brown. 36 million. I have 2.5. You can help me with another 2.5. So it will be 5K so I can deposit on this house in that area there. Because I want to move over there, okay?
For free, by the way.
For free, by the way.
Okay.
Love it. For me, free and fair elections should be free Nigeria. Shegun
is true.
So, sorry.
Anything that's free by it should actually be totally free. Free. Mm. Free. I totally agree with you.
Seconded. Thirded. Mm. Yeah. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Marianne and Feta. I think Bright Prize should be free.
Look at this
Scott
uncle's problem.
From Lagos.
Scott, is this your problem?
Yeah, wait,
why
are
you married from? Because, you know, in my side, Bright Prize is almost free.
It's not still free because it's almost.
Almost like
why is there a price on the bride? Though?
Excuse
like,
me. Because
should be free too.
You find it a wife. Come
find
on.
A costly thing.
A good
thing. Good
things
is,
are not free.
You say good things
good
are free.
Things are
okay,
not free.
You, we are on this radio not saying that if you
I beg
are
to differ.
Get a free thing.
I beg to differ.
It's ended. Ruth has won 2 million. That guy has money.
I know. We got another message.
Free thing
here.
Nigerians should have is education, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At all levels.
Even to PhD and masters.
Hey, Tony Tonero, well done. Where do I know?
At all levels.
Okay, let's see if we got something on Twitter because we posted on Twitter. In case you do not know, the Twitter handle is at Nigeria Info FM, and we also put a poll there to see what people prioritize or what people think that we need to have for free
universal
in
good.
This country. Let's go and see it.
Universal good. I think it's education. I've checked the poll.
Yes. Yidina here, that's Yinka Udina here on Twitter, says education.
Mm-hmm.
Eniola from NMPC Moisimi says education new, very paramount in human life.
Very, very paramount.
Education seems to be carrying the day today because everybody's saying education should be free in Nigeria. Because you see, a lot of people say that most of these our leaders today, they benefited from free education.
From free education. But now it's our turn and it looks like... You're gonna pay.
Guys, we gotta go. On the other side of the clock, Lagos, something very disheartening happened in Nairobi, Kenya, where a pastor, yes, you heard me right, a pastor told his congregants to fast so that they could see Jesus.
Yeah, wait.
21 of them died. We're going to be joined by CGTN Africa correspondent in Nairobi, Kenya, who's going to give us some background into that story and how we're going to be looking at it from an angle of where you draw the line between belief and, of course, brainwash. Yes, we'll be right back. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Stay with us. Well, we are live from Itumiyan Crescent right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. Yes, we know Allen Avenue. We know it. Yeah. But this is where we are this morning. So What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. 3 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. I am Mary Anacone. She's Feta. And we're moving, of course, the cursor to a different conversation this morning. And we're going to Kenya. Apparently, 21 bodies were found after a Kenyan pastor told its church members to starve so that they could meet Jesus. Yes.
Hmm.
He told his church members
see Jesus.
To meet Jesus. Well,
Well,
21 bodies have been found so far on the land owned by a pastor in coastal Kenya who was arrested for telling his followers to fast to their death. Now, Malindi is a sub-county in Kenya. The police chief there, John Kemboi, said more shallow graves have yet been dug up on the land belonging to Pastor Paul McKenzie, who was arrested on April 14 over links to cultism. Now, a further four people died after they and others were discovered starving at the Good News International Church. The police have asked the court to allow them to hold Mackenzie longer as investigations into deaths of his followers continue. Now, none of us would have known about this, but then there was a tip-off from members of the public which led to police raid at the pastor's property in Malindi. They had found 15 emaciated people, including four who later died. The followers said they were starving on the pastor's instruction in order to meet Jesus. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to go into conversation before we're able to bring our journalist in to give us more background into what's happening in the investigations. But let's talk about it from a perspective of belief, religion. There's a saying that, you know, as humans, we always look for something that we want to trust in, to believe in. And that's why people are searching for God in all the wrong places. But I'm most curious as to, when you decide that this is the belief system that you hold, whether it be traditional, whether it be Islam, whether it be Christian and whatever, Baha'i, you know, Mormon, whatever, do you take the holy books, the Quran, the Bible, the Book of Mormon, and read the fine text, the fine print, and try to understand and decipher what it means for yourself? Or do you just blindly follow a person because he says to you, that he's from God. He's chosen from God. How do you know what God, what comes from God looks like if you do not know what is said about this God? If you don't read the book that this God supposedly has put his word in. And I'm just saying, and I'm using the word here loosely, God here loosely, because we believe in different gods. Some of us believe in Muhammad, some of us believe in Jesus, some of us who are Jews do not believe that Jesus has come yet. And so there's several belief systems.
So the thing is, that's what I'd like to, this is a perfect time for me to chip in what Joyce Oyemua would say most times. She would say that whatever you think you know, you have to sit with it for like the longest time so that you can really understand what you know about a certain thing. When it's time for you to be able to defend what you know exactly what it is. So now people read these books, Marianne, and you were asking, do they really to know? Or I think they really to, they get this book and then they look for someone to explain to them what they are reading. And that is not even bad at all. It's not bad that you see something and you need somebody who you think has maybe a higher knowledge to explain to you what you're reading. But you also have to have a background. You have to understand it first. You have to at least be sure of something because you have a head on your shoulder. Someone cannot definitely be telling you to put your hand in the fire and you put it because you know the consequences of that. And for the life of me, what is the evidence of the God, using the word loosely, as you said, that you see in that person that makes you believe that if they tell you to do this thing and you do it, it is the ultimate?
Exactly. And for those who read the Bible, the Berean guys were known in the Bible as people who did not just take, you know, the words that they heard at face value. They went back and sought out the scriptures they were reading and talking about it within themselves because they really needed, they were in search of knowledge. They were not, it was not enough for them to follow a prophet.
Sure.
You know, they wanted to be abreast of the information that was in the Bible. And I'm guessing that that's why a lot of people go to the school, the Islamic school, because they also want to learn what's in, you know, in the Quran. But how many people who go to places of worship go there and not just listen to what the man says, but go back to read what the fine print says?
Yeah, and I think out of 100 is like 2%.
This is why we have so many fake preachers, many fake prophets, many fake alphas, many fake...
Everybody's on this table. As long as you are in some kind
of
sect.
We have many fake, what do they call them? Priests. You know, and you can be a priest of whatever. You can be a priest of the Catholic Church. You can be a priest of the water ministry. You can... But the thing is, how many of us really sit down? Because we've seen so many times videos, pictures of people doing the most ridiculous things. I remember that story back in 2016 where people were eating grass. And I think it was somewhere in East Africa. Their pastor
Marianne,
told them to do.
When you see people doing these things, from the standpoint, from your own standpoint, you can just tell that this is nonsense. Like, how can you, who is doing it, not even know? When... people that actually believe in the same thing as you can literally just say, even the people that don't even believe in what you believe can say, ah, this doesn't make any sense.
No, but you know that there are some things that people would term as spiritual that might be logical. But then there are some extremes that you'd be like, but why would you starve? Because you want to see God.
But what you're doing is not spiritual. It's physical. I can see it. It doesn't make any sense.
Why would I want to meet Christ?
I mean,
and starve to death? I mean, where is it in the Bible?
God that we know, he's not alive in person. So if the pastor was actually saying to meet Jesus, it's obvious what he was trying to do. You want to die.
So
he was trying to, where to do me, we, he was where, trying to kill them all.
So yes. And I'm wondering, at what point did these people decide that, oh, this might just be really stupid?
Hunger.
But there were some of them who were still there saying, well, my pastor ordered. It was the pastor's order. The pastor said we could do it.
To die.
And so Lagos, let's talk. I know this is a very sensitive topic. A lot of people are going to be like, no, you can't be talking about our pastor. Hello. In this same world, this same Africa, this same on the same continent, people were asked to eat grass by their preacher, and they all went out to eat grass. Women were laying on the floor in the church, and a man, so-called of God, was walking on them. What in what world does that translate to Christianity or whatever religion that is?
That's the thing. Is it like?
And where do we drop our brains when we decide that we're going to worship, we're going to become followers of a gospel? Where do we drop our brains? And I'm not in any way trying to insult any religion or our sensibilities, but where do we draw the line between belief and brainwash?
Wait, so again...
Because you can believe that somebody is God, or somebody is teaching you about God, or is saying that God said. But at what point do you draw the line between believing in a God and a person that says he is from God and being brainwashed? I'll tell you a story, real life. No names. A certain preacher will tell his church members that they cannot go to any other church. They can, even if they're invited for whatever event, they cannot worship there because this church is the only church of God
that exists, huh? Okay.
Their church members are told that they need to bring this, that. And even if it's the last thing they have, sell it off. Sell your TV, sell your car. Even if it's that money that you were saving to pay your house rent, bring it to the pastor because we need to do this in the pastor's house.
Okay.
At what point do you draw the line between belief, respecting, revering, and honoring the so-called man of God or the priest of the house or the imam or whatever? And of course, where you draw the line between that and brainwash. And then a lot of them have also taken on the tactic of blackmailing you, of gaslighting you in the name of, oh, you're doing it for God.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it for Allah. For example, I'm sorry to use this. Most of the people who have been radicalized to go into acts of terrorism have looked onto one person who they thought understood the text in the book, in the holy book of the Quran, and radicalized them. But they never took their time to go and read that book to understand what that text is if it was not taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing for Christianity.
To me, I think what comes to mind at this point in time is mental convenience. So everything seems right until something ticks in your head.
But for some people, does it ever?
So the thing is...
Because there's a blind following you're also for all religions.
Or compelled to go under a 21-day fasting just so you can see Jesus, who, firstly, I don't even know if you know where
he stays.
It wasn't
21 days, so it's fasting to death.
Man. Please take off this
feeder
first. Wait. Okay, somebody actually told you to die to see Jesus. That's what it means.
Yes.
And then you didn't ask yourself, am I ready to die? Or do you have to die right now? Because it's needed for you.
Maybe also, the caveat.
He's lonely and needs more friends or
when
what?
When you're weak, you probably start seeing him. And then they don't know that that's hallucinations. Because you're hungry. Your body needs food. But then you're seeing things.
Yeah, so that's where I say... it comes to a point where if somebody's trying to get you to do something, it has to be a kind of mental convenience for you to be able to say, wait, what's going on here? This is actually like, okay, the person is saying that I must bring my money, my hard-earned salary to him every month because that's where, you know, I'm going to see my breakthrough. It's not convenient for me at all. It gets to a point where I begin to question
But you see, spirituality is not logical. Sometimes it's not even convenient.
It's only the physical that actually challenges the spiritual. I hope you know that. So that's what I'm saying. That's where your mental convenience comes in. If you are doing everything that he says, but you're seeing... Anyway, as you said, sometimes some people are even seeing that and they're saying no.
He doesn't. That's not what daddy said.
I don't really have to be
that's
able to
not
understand.
What daddy said.
I don't really have to understand what is going on for me to get what the results.
But
that
you see, that's blind following. Anyway, Lagos, we're opening the phone lines. It's going
to
be a very controversial topic, but then we're opening up the phone lines. Our guest is joining us now. She is a producer and a broadcast journalist with CGTN Africa. She's going to join us live from Nairobi, Kenya, to give us some background to this particular story because the police is investigating it. More and more dead people are being dug up from the church's land, meaning that there's more to this than ordinary fasting to see Jesus. But would like to hear from you, Lagosians, because it's very easy for us to blindly follow in the name of a God, whatever God it might be, depending on the one that you believe in. But at what point do you draw the line between blind following, believing in a God, and of course, being brainwashed? My guest has joined us. She's joining us from Nairobi, Kenya. Hope Chirubi is a producer with CGTN Africa. Hope, it's so good to have you join us. Good morning. I don't know what time it is there. It's almost midday, if not past midday in Kenya, right?
Lunchtime. It's 1 p.m. 1:17 p.m. in Kenya.
Great. So good to see you. Let's just go straight to it. Give us some background, more information as to, because this is now obviously no longer a crime of religion. It's also more about people being killed and people who've been misled, because I hear that more and more bodies are being dug up from the land where that pastor owns in that county.
Yes, we've been following up this story for about 2 weeks here in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And recently I got the opportunity to write a piece on the story. And as of yesterday, we had 58 dead people.
Wow.
And today morning, I think the death toll has actually increased. It's now at 73. And most of these people are said to have starved themselves to death, because they believe that they're going to see Jesus. And they say that this pastor, who has been identified as Pastor Paul McKenzie, told them to starve themselves to death so that they can go to see Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then also, after doing my research, it's been, okay, there's some people, some other sources are saying that this guy actually took advantage of the COVID situation in 2020, where parents did not have enough school fees to send their kids to school because of the low economy and the cash crunch.
Yeah.
And there's some videos circulating where some of these children who were recruited to this cult are saying that they did not go to school and their parents are not taking them to school because Jesus did not go to school. So I think advantage of the fact that these people are illiterate. They're illiterate and they do not know what, they don't have exposure to them, to the world, because some of these people actually traveled miles to go to Kilifi County. It's like traveling from Nairobi to Dar es Salaam, you know?
Wow.
And then they went there because they wanted to see this pastor. They wanted to go and see Jesus. They were promised a good life, you know? And it's really sad and disheartening that this is actually happening to Kenya, you know?
It's
because
sad.
I didn't expect that our president and first lady are very staunch Christian. So I'm wondering how this is happening under their watch, you know?
I'm curious again, because, you know, it doesn't matter the level of, you know, holiness or commitment to religion that anybody has. There's always somebody in the fringes who's waiting to take advantage of people through religion. But I'm thinking, was there anyone who was found that was alive in terms of those who were malnourished? At what point did it strike them that this might just be, something was not right? Was there anybody who could talk, in that to that particular situation?
Okay, we had two interviews. One with a person who says his wife disappeared on the 14th of, I think it was the 7th of April. Mm-hmm. And then the other person we spoke to was somebody who was one of the victims who was rescued. And then there's one person who was not on camera that was rescued, but did not want to be rescued because she still believed that Pastor Mackenzie wanted them to go and see Jesus. So apparently when the police found her and they wanted to rescue her and give her food and all that, she was like, no, you guys just leave me alone. I want to go and meet Jesus. So for this other guy who we talked to, he apparently said that he found a ticket from Nairobi to Malindi. Those are totally different towns. Yes. And provinces. So this ticket was a one-way ticket. And the wife left their home in the morning and did not return with the kids. So he went there hoping and wishing that he'll find the wife. But and after those raids and rescuing victims there, he did not see his wife. So most likely the wife is dead. So when we spoke to him, he was just lamenting. Well, by the way, the guy is from Nigeria. So his wife was Nigerian. So wow. This guy, most of his followers were actually from Nigeria, others from West Africa, and majority of them were actually from Kenya, you know. So this guy was saying how his wife was actually very... she just really believed in Pastor Mackenzie, that Pastor Mackenzie was going to salvage them from their misery and all those things, you know. It was just a really weird experience, you know, talking to this guy. And then the other guy who was one of the victims, he just said that this guy really convinced them, like had them, I don't know whether it was brainwashed. Or hypnotized, because he traveled from his from his town in 2021, and he can't recall what happened throughout this time that he was there. So the only time he remembers is the police coming to rescue him. So he also said that they used to fast for like 6 days, and then he gives them a break of like 1 day, and then they go back to fasting.
Wow.
And then also another thing to note is this guy apparently used to make this guy sell, these victims of his sell their land, and then he makes them put this land into his name. So he had an 800 piece of land in Shakahola in Malindi County.
Wow.
And you know, Malindi is one of the most touristic areas. People from all over the world go to Malindi. So living off these people.
Yes,
so
yes.
I really don't understand what's happening.
So it seems like a scam of sorts.
I was going to ask her, Hope, I was going to ask you how you would describe this case, because it looks like a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
From fraud to brainwashing. And a lot is on the table. But we have to take a break.
We have to take a break, Hope. Just stay on the line. We will be back in a few minutes to talk more about this. Guys, 21 people at the time of filing that report were found dead. But as we speak now, 70 plus people have been found dead in Malindi in Kenya. And this is as a result of some will say brainwash, some people say blind following. But of course, we know that religion is at the middle of all of this. We'll be right back. It's your What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, 32 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's your What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live from It's Me and Crescent, but we are talking about Kenya. Yes. A terrible story that hit everyone. Apparently, when the story was, filed, 21 bodies were found after a Kenyan pastor told members of his church to starve so that they could meet Jesus. I'm imagining Jesus right now in heaven saying, "It's not me. I don't know these people. I did not send anybody." I'm imagining it. But on a serious note, my guest is still on the line. Hope Shirubi is a journalist from Nairobi, Kenya, and she's been giving us some background into what's been happening. And she's been following the story. She wrote a piece on it. But Hope, before we went on that break, I was going to ask you, a question which is very sensitive, and I'm sure you're going to breeze before you answer it. Why do you think that Africans are so gullible when it comes to religion?
Honestly, I feel at first I thought it was because of the fact that most of us are not yet educated. You know, back in the rural areas, we have so many people who have not gone to church, I mean to school. Mm-hmm. And most of these pastors tend to take advantage of the guys who have no knowledge of the present world. But also, I came to realize that yesterday when I was having this discussion with my colleagues at CGTN, mm-hmm. Some politicians are actually members of this church. So I don't think it's a societal thing. I don't think it's something to do with whether you're rich or whether you're poor. I just feel like it's somebody's own will, as your colleague earlier mentioned when we were on break. Yeah, it's somebody's own will, because you can take a cow to the well, but you can't force it to drink water. Yeah, so it's somebody's own free will.
Wow.
But in the case of the young children who went there, I think we are to blame their parents, because how would you subject your own children there? Because I even saw a story where the pastor told one of the parents who are members of the church to strangle and, to struggle and to suffocate their children, and that's what.
Oh, I saw that video yesterday. I think you and I were. Oh my goodness, we cannot put that video up anywhere because it's distressing. They were trying to break down the door. The husband, I think, was calling on, was saying, "Julie or something, don't do it, stop, stop." And she was strangling her child. Hmm. The child was screaming. She was trying. That a pastor told you to kill your own child. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We go to the extreme in a bid to please a man that you're not even sure. Off, or if he really is from God. So, but I'm going to have to let you go, Hope, but quickly, where do we see this story going quickly?
The police are still doing further investigations. They're still exhuming more bodies. So we expect to see more, the death toll rising in the course of the day and in the course of the week. This is the fifth day we're actually still investigating and exhuming bodies. And then as of yesterday, the pastor had refused to take water or drink, or eat. He says he's fasting until he's, released from prison. So we don't know whether he'll, accept to eat. And definitely he's going to be arraigned in court.
Hmm. Well, Hope Chirubi is a producer with CGT in Africa in Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you so much for taking our time of your very busy schedule to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and Hope hopes to bag a Nigerian prince. So all you Nigerian princes, you can go on our Twitter page and get her handle, and then you can DM her. Thank you so much, Hope, for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Okay, Lagos, we're opening up the phone lines right now because we want you to be part of the conversation. Why have we become so gullible in terms of religion? Why have we allowed ourselves to be blackmailed? And where do you even draw the line between belief and brainwash? Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We'd like for you to join the conversation. On WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805, or on Twitter, we'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, apologies. I see that you are in total shock. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Gochukwu.
Quickly, you have 60 seconds.
Yeah. My sister, it's always painful when people put all the pastors in one basket. I want you to know there are some people that are God ordained pastors. There's people that are devil himself ordained pastor to put confusion among those that are God ordained. They are going about doing all sorts of evil. People will come on radio or television and begin to talk to pastors, churches, do this. It's not what God stands church for.
Mm.
God, there's those that God ordained to do his work.
Okay.
There's people that the atomy and the devil ordained to put confusion. So So I want us always separated, please.
Okay. All right.
Anytime we are talking.
Thank you very much. You got just 60 seconds, so let's move on. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, America. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, good morning.
Morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Ngozi. I'm calling from Lagos Island.
Ngozi, you got 60 seconds. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, what I see in this case is a pure case of hypnosis and what do they call it? I think these guys are being hypnotized and they're stripping off their wealth or their personal effect.
Yeah.
Then at the end, to cover up the crime, probably the pastor knew that if they are staying longer in the community, the hypnotized stuff may clear in their eyes. So he uses the method of seeing God in order to eliminate them so that to avoid traces. Because I was also reading, it's not a case of people that are unaware, maybe uneducated. If you can see from the story, a lot of these guys are even educated. I read the case of the air hostess that resigned, sold her things,
and went
to the same place.
Yes,
exactly.
Very beautiful.
So you wouldn't tell me that this person is not educated enough to know when somebody is lying.
Yes. Thank you very much for calling. 60 seconds is on the clock because we need to take everybody's call, if not most of the calls, before we wrap things up here. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Morning,
what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Chinyama calling.
Chinyama, go ahead. You have 50 seconds now.
Before I proceed, I want to ask, so these members, are they confined in a particular place before doing the fasting?
Yes, they obviously were on the land where the church is, obviously, in a county called Malindi.
I think number one is those people, they really want, they love Jesus, really. They really love Jesus. That's why they embark on this fasting. But secondly, not about education. Someone has said it is not education. Most of them are educated. So the thing is that the pastor have a lot of questions to answer. Because most of these pastors, they have separated families. You will hear when somebody will tell your mother is a witch, this person is this, this person is this. You see some lot of families scattered because of what pastor said. So we have to be, enlighten ourselves.
And be careful. Yes. Thank you very much for calling.
I have a question. Now, if a pastor tells you, like what she just mentioned now, is that hypnosis in itself? Because what is hypnosis? Because what it actually is a person giving you evidence of facts that he believes and making you believe it in it. I don't really see it as him trying to hypnotize.
So how do you think he got them to sell off their property?
For example, if he tells you to sell, is it the Bible? Some people had to sell off their properties. There was a place in the Bible where Jesus told some people you have to sell your property.
Yeah.
That's proof from the Holy Book. That's all you need to see. But now, it's just a story. If you don't study. It's not proof. So if a pastor that you believe in has the power of God in him tells you that this thing you're doing, you're not the first to do it. Jesus commanded someone to do this same thing in the Bible. That's the thing. So
asking, what do you think he did that made them go to that extent?
I think what he did was he personally has some knowledge that he did not have.
He capitalized on their ignorance.
That's it.
Wow. That's it. All right. Well, someone here says, good morning. Greetings to Feta, Marianne. I hope I spelled your name. I should just bill you. Kingsley from Igbeju. It's 5 million. 5 million now. Okay, this one says, so Marianne, anything you say, I concur. Following you from Port Harcourt to Lagos, I know well. I beg, tell Stretch to stop spoiling Feta. Your show is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Kingsley. We appreciate it. This one says, when pastor tell you don't be carnal in serving God, serve God foolishly. Be careful of that part.
He said, well, they truly have gone to meet Jesus. Because
it's crazy. But at this point, Marianne, we can't just have this conversation without putting out that advisory. Be careful how you believe.
And again, I was going to say something. There's also a question of, is it not possible, is it not good to say that as humans, we don't know what is bad in itself when we see it or when we experience it? Because I believe as humans, we have the ability to know what is bad and what is good, what is right and what is wrong. So there's a question of that as well.
There's a point at which you totally lose it when people are saying, you need help. This is just not right. But Lagos,
question everything. I beg.
We leave it here. We leave it here for now. The next 15 minutes is going to be brought to you courtesy of what?
Nivea, radiant and beauty.
So if you are interested in talking about skin and fresh, luscious, or always being feeling moisturized, well, Feta's got you. We'll be right back.